Carlsbad, People, Purpose, and Impact, an essential podcast for those who live, work, visit, and play in Carlsbad.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. My name is Brett Schonzenbach, and I am the president and CEO of the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce, and I'm your host today. And I'm very excited to have with me Liberty Bernal, the co-owner of Maverick Partners. Good afternoon, Liberty.
Good afternoon, Brett. Thank you for having me.
That's great. I'm excited to talk about this. And you and I have talked off mic a little bit over the last couple of months, even this week, about you as kind of a serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
And we, being the Chamber, love entrepreneurs and have this really special place in our heart for those of you who are bold enough to take all these great risks and create things and make things happen. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey? And I know a lot of it's been in the fitness industry, and you know, walk us through it.
Sure. And I'll try to keep it in a nutshell because it's 26 years worth now. So interestingly, I started in Carlsbad 26 years ago. I've been around here for the most part. There was one move I'll mention. But I started in fitness with my parents. We had two franchises. So I started as a franchisee in entrepreneurship, and they were Curves franchises.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, it ended up growing to be a huge, huge system. But we were the first Curves in California.
Oh, wow.
And that was actually, it wasn't technically Carlsbad, it was Encinitas. But we were—
we'll forgive you.
Okay. Thank you so much. But we did have two locations ultimately, and we were their franchisees of the year.
Nice.
It was wonderful and positive. And we did decide to sell both locations because I had ideas for what I would do on my own.
Ah.
And at the time, my dad—
Like a true entrepreneur, right?
Right? Like
a better mousetrap. I can
know,
do it.
My ripe old age of 20, I thought I could do everything better.
I love it.
Yeah. So we sold those two locations and I opened Liberty Fitness. It was just meant to be a fitness studio. With my passion being in fitness at the time, it made sense. I had equipment that I, you know, found a manufacturer who made it. It was hydraulic equipment. So it's a little bit different. And that went well. And then I opened a second location in Carlsbad. That was in 2001 and 2002, and it became a franchise system.
Ah.
So having been a franchisee, I understood where I would want more support and guidance. And the workout itself, I thought, was the best, of course.
Yes.
And sort of a few blinks in a couple years, it was 65 locations in 18 states.
Amazing.
So I was—
18
states. Yeah, 18 states. It was crazy. And I was flying coast to coast every week, essentially, helping each franchisee open. We were training the franchisees right here in Carlsbad, where we ended up being headquartered. And they were people from all walks of life. It was amazing. But I was in my early 20s.
I was going to say, as an early 20-something, lighting it up.
Yeah, I didn't even stop to think, I think, you know, and I had help. My parents did fund it, and ultimately they had two mortgages on their house. Like, it wasn't—
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was a lot. And so when we were approached by private equity a few years into it to be bought out, we were very grateful to do so. Yes, ready to sell, ready to pay back all the loans, pay back my parents. I stayed with the company.
Okay.
They moved it from Carlsbad to Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So I moved.
Yeah.
And after a couple of years, they had made enough changes to the company that I felt— you get kind of founder syndrome.
Yeah.
Some might talk about that. And I didn't agree with all of it. And I was still, you know, young. And I now knew franchising. I started to realize that it wasn't just fitness that I was passionate about. It was really business and the business of franchising. So I resigned, sort of stepped off a cliff without a client. Mm-hmm. But again, that same courage of, I'll just make this happen. And I started finding clients in the franchise industry to help coach.
Very—
and then moved back to California.
Came back.
Yeah, came back.
Stepped off the cliff, came back.
Yes. And, you know, after that, the long and short of it is I stayed in the franchise industry for a number of years, mostly with business coaching and consulting with a— tended to be a marketing focus. I had clients that were everything from fitness to interior design to— Fatburger was one of my clients.
Wow.
So that's the nice thing about franchising is it's— franchising itself is a business model, no matter what industry you're in.
Right.
Over the course of the next 10 years, I owned more fitness studios, did a number of things, met my husband. My daughter is now 10, so I'm a mom.
Nice.
And I do prioritize, you know, that family role, but I still love coaching others in business, especially if someone's in a tight spot. I don't know why, but I love helping people recover from a tough spot more than just helping someone launch.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I like the turnaround and that aspect of business.
And speaking of the turnaround, I mean, we met because you were helping one of our fitness members, Pure Bar, here in the La Costa area.
Yep.
Kind of go through that
turnaround
and walk us through that a little bit.
Absolutely. So my husband, Ryan, and I have, since 2016-17, Maverick Partners was born from both of us being entrepreneurs and loving to help others with that. And so not only have we partnered with different fitness organizations and franchises, but franchisees who need help. And we were introduced to the San Diego franchisee who owned multiple locations. And there have been a number of owners over the years, and COVID certainly didn't help anyone. But it was the right fit, not only because of just the background we have in franchising, but because it's my passion. And Pure Bar is literally the best workout ever. I believe that 1,000%. And so I just thought, this is perfect. And a few of their studios were struggling. A few were doing okay. We wanted to really dive in headfirst and help as much as we could. And over the course of 6 months, we were able to do that. And the La Costa location is literally across the street from my house.
Right.
So I took that on, you know, essentially as the owner slash manager in the partnership. And it was a beautiful thing. You know, we were able to make great headway. In the last month or so, we hit that point where that 6 month time frame proved to do what it needed to, and I don't have to be there on a daily basis. Ryan's expertise is really the back end of the business operationally. He just has this crazy mind that sees things other people don't.
That's awesome.
Especially not just saving money, but if there's a struggling business of any type, you don't just put more money into it to make more money, or you don't just turn up the marketing on it. Sometimes there are things that you can take away. There are certain things to add that might be a little out of the box, a little unconventional, but you can take a business that's in the red to the black perhaps more easily than you realize. But Ryan is a master at that. So he's still working his magic with the Pure Bar system in San Diego. And I'm ready to take on more business coaching clients. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. And I think that's a great point from, you know, with your Maverick Partners, you can have a limited time, impactful time relationship with the business, and then, you know, step back and let them go at that point.
Absolutely. There's usually a mix of the black and white numbers and a culture aspect. Mm-hmm. And I think what happened because of COVID and different owners and different things that happened specifically in that business was it also needed a culture shift. Mm-hmm. But once that happened, the right people were involved to maintain it. And I actually learned, I think it's been about 10 years now, I have a number of mentors in the franchise industry because I grew up in it. I was 18 or 17 when I started. So I'm kind of everyone's kid sister. Maybe not so much anymore. I'm 44 now, but I still think of myself as the kid sister. But a mentor, I had a fitness business opportunity that was a big box gym. Mm. And it was a franchise, but a location was here in San Diego. And they said, we will sell it to you, literally hand it to you if you'll take it on as the owner. But that, of course, means taking over the lease, taking over the operations, leading, you know, as a huge staff, huge overhead. And my business mentor in franchising, when I ran it by him, said, negotiate to manage it first for 6 months before committing to something that huge. Because if they're willing to hand it to you, there's probably more under there than
little red flag.
Yeah. Mm. And if anyone's presented with that opportunity to take over a business, there's usually a lot more. It might seem like 5 layers of issues, but there's usually like 25.
Yeah.
So if you really are ready to dive in, that's a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
And so with that experience I already had, Ryan and I had discussed, let's talk about this 6 months and see if we can make a difference, right? Like, what if we couldn't?
Yeah.
Or what if? So anyway, it's super positive now just because we were able to move the needle and we're excited for its next chapter. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
We love having them right here in our backyard. And, you know, you mentioned a couple times that COVID was definitely brutal to, you know, the fitness, I don't want to say the whole industry, but at least to fitness facilities.
For sure.
You know, and we've heard from other people in the business that the clientele has not fully come back. And I think there's a variety of things at play there. Like, I know some of our Carlsbad fitness facilities really thrived on the workers who poured into Carlsbad every day. That was
absolutely
prime clientele. And there's still a chunk of those who have stayed remote.
Yes.
And so they're just not here.
No. The world changed so much, yeah. Obviously. We all know and lived through it with COVID. But we were just talking to a client the other day about how there are so many more people still with a hybrid schedule or completely at home than they ever would have thought this long after it was officially shut down. So the fitness industry is seeing that big time.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Liberty Bernal, the co-owner of Maverick Partners. And when we come back, we're going to delve in a little bit more to her eclectic experience and expertise and what she's doing with that. So stick with us. We'll be right back. I want to take a moment to introduce you to our partners at Diff Mix Productions. They are a top-tier podcast management company that makes podcasting as easy as making a cup of coffee in your own kitchen. Diff Mix specializes in launching new podcasts and maintaining existing ones right from the comfort of your own home. No need to step into a studio or even change out of your pajamas. They've got the tech handled so you can focus on sharing your message. Whether you're a coach, trainer, salesperson, or someone who's just starting to explore the world of podcasting, Diff Mix is here to help. They'll transform your podcast into a powerful lead generation tool without overwhelming you with the technical side of things. Ready to start your own podcast? Visit diffmix.com. The link is in the show notes. Let Diff Mix handle the tech while you handle the talk. Now, back to our show. So Liberty, we've been talking about fitness and your experience in franchises and franchise. You're so interesting because you were a franchisee and a franchisor.
Yes. Not everybody can say that.
Yeah.
And as a, you know, consultant, I was a supplier as well. So there's sort of three hats in the franchise industry and I've worn them all.
Yeah. And so I've seen when I was, you know, doing some of my background research and, you know, in addition to having Maverick Partners and being, I guess we'd say, a business consultant to those small businesses, you're also still a fitness coach, a weight loss specialist, and you've written a book.
I have.
Let's Do This, which yeah. I love. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So right before COVID, actually, I had some space, some time to just reflect on my career and also what I coach others in. And I love helping people not just lose weight or get healthy with, I'm making quotes with my fingers, but I love to help them find balance and find happiness. Mm. And so I sat down and it was only 3 weeks because I had it all in my brain already. But I, you know, for lack of a better term, I busted out a book. And it was in December, I mean, literally right before COVID. And it's called Let's Do This, because I do tend to say that a lot. But it's just what made sense to me. Like, let's just do this. But it's a guide to living your happiest, healthiest life. It's geared toward women, but men have enjoyed it as well. I recorded the audiobook, was so excited to promote it, had book signings lined up, and then COVID happened.
Man.
I know. So I will say, you know, it's now been 5 years, which is the wildest thing because I feel like I just wrote that book last year. I'm ready to write book number two now.
Hey, let's go.
So actually number two, a fellow chamber member, Jannie,
yes,
has really been encouraging me. She read my first book and said, you've got to do another one.
Oh, that's great.
And we meet every other week as a group, actually. There's some of us who are ready to write and we keep each other accountable. And this time it won't be so weight loss focused or health or wellness focused, more of a let's do this about life and balance in general and just being a go-getter and doing anything. And whether it's someone that is an employee or an entrepreneur or they're dreaming of their next phase in life, I'm hoping that it'll be a guide for them just about life in general. So
love
that's
it.
Next, yeah.
Let's give Jannie a full shout out. That's Jannie Jackson.
Jannie Jackson.
Develop Your Team.
She's incredible.
She's an amazing part of our chamber family here in Carlsbad. So yes, we wanted to do that. And you've also, I know you, before we turned the microphone on, we were chatting for just a minute, that you have had your own podcast in the past, and
yes,
you're hoping to get that going again. I think I saw Motivated with Liberty.
Yes, yeah. So when I dove head first into Pure Barre, but we really did work way more in the studios, like physically with everyone, than a typical client. And I wanted to be 100% there. So I did decide to halt the podcast while I focus there. And I also kind of like the book focus of not just weight loss, health, wellness. The podcast, I would also like to have a similar, more worldly focus, but being sure. motivated.
Yeah.
There were a few episodes I had that I was particularly proud of already. There is a few authors I interviewed that had mm-hmm. nothing to do with health and fitness.
Sure.
And those really stood out and had the most listens.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to go back, kind of look at the stats of what worked and what didn't, mm-hmm. what feels right today to share
yeah.
and start that back up soon.
Yeah. Wonderful. And I'm assuming people could look that up anywhere where
yes,
podcasts are consumed.
Anywhere podcasts are. So it's on yeah. Apple and Spotify great. And a few other platforms as well.
Wonderful. You know, as we kind of circle back here to Maverick, you've had the focus or you've had a lot of experience in the fitness world, but is there any other targets that really are your sweet spot that we want to shout out here?
I think the biggest thing is franchising mm-hmm. in general, because it's just grown so much. And
yeah.
a huge part of my life and growth has been in the franchise industry from, you know, one of my mentors was the founder of Subway.
Oh,
and
wow.
Fred DeLuca, he's passed away. He had cancer. But the interesting part about the franchise industry is someone like Fred, who is a billionaire founder of one of the largest franchises ever in history, would show up to events and be there. I could text him if I had a question or a thought, and he would text right back. Other people just like that are there to the beginner who's thinking about maybe franchising their business or has no idea, but they're shoulder to shoulder. And franchisees, franchisors, and suppliers. And what I've always found interesting is that there can be two competing franchises, but they're at a round table helping one another.
Mm.
So I would love to be more involved again with the franchise industry in particular. I keep kind of doing these like weird turns, like, is it just fitness? Is it just this? But I think franchising covers everything, and it's why
yeah.
it's such a good fit. And it's kind of like a second family, you know, it's like my business family. But really any small to medium-sized business is who Ryan and I want to focus on, because they tend to be those who don't have decades of experience or have not had the ability to make mistakes because they don't have unlimited funds. And I think just between Ryan and myself, we've had, I think it's something like 40 years of combined experience
wow.
of a lot of failures, but a lot of successes. And we've certainly learned the most from failures. So I'd love to pass that on.
And that is so true. And I think that's so valuable, that the way you just articulated that, because we tend to see, you know, people doing well and just think, oh, it's all been roses and it's just been this straight line up of success, and it's really a jagged line of
very jagged. And there's, you know, like I said, when you come into a business, like I had the opportunity to explore a business that someone wants to hand over, they show five layers of problems and that there's always 25.
Yeah.
I think that's the same with social media has sort of magnified that, where everyone
yeah.
is comparing themselves.
Yeah.
But the talk is, hey, they might show that beautiful picture on their social media, but what's behind it?
Yeah.
That's any business, it's any family, it's most situations, just kind of life. But I would like to help those business owners who might even feel scared or embarrassed, mm-hmm. or because that's not really the conversation yet. Like even at chamber events, you know, we're all sharing success stories.
Absolutely.
But I think it's important to share the failures or the hardships and the
mm-hmm.
bumps. I was actually invited to be on a panel at a franchising convention, and it was called Do As I Say, Not As I Did. Lessons learned from mistakes made, you know, that
yeah.
kind of thing. But that's what helps you grow.
Yeah.
Most definitely. I feel like such a strong business person now because I've grown so much from my mistakes.
That makes tons of sense. And you mentioned a little bit when we were talking here just a minute ago about that person who's thinking about coming into franchising. I mean, are you open to talking?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
I figured.
Yeah, it's huge, because I can also be honest with someone and telling them if it's not right for them. The lovely thing is there are so many franchise business experts that are found pretty easily online. I'd like to consider myself one of them.
Yeah.
And I will give, along with Ryan, because he's seen a different side of it, I would say. He wasn't as like in it in terms of the, you know, I love the people in franchising, so I always get really excited. But it's also, it's not every business is meant to be franchised.
Sure.
And the business you might be in, let's say I'm looking at this beautiful picture of a flower field right now, right?
Right.
Or beautiful Carlsbad flower fields. You have a flower shop. You're no longer in the business of your flower shop when you start franchising. It's a whole new world.
Right.
And the way I felt even though I was young, I understood that all 65 franchisees relied on me. Wow. You know, the business model I created, the equipment, we ended up designing and manufacturing our own equipment.
Wow.
They relied on us. They relied on that. And my, you know, parents with their two mortgages on their house, you carry it on your body with you. So the amount of stress, you know, you've got to weigh it out and decide if is that for me or not, because it's a whole different animal, but it's also extremely rewarding. It can be great. Obviously, you've seen successful franchises.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. So if somebody's meeting Liberty for the first time by listening to this podcast, and well, we should first throw this out. Podcasts can go far and wide. I mean, when we've seen some of our analytics in the past, I mean, I don't know who in Virginia is listening, but there's people.
That's
there's people all over this country. Yeah. You'll see some international listens. So I have a feeling you could work with clients anywhere.
Yes,
not
absolutely.
Just right here in North County.
Absolutely. The majority of our clients tend to be all over, not just here.
Yep, makes sense, especially with the franchise model. So let's throw that out. But then somebody who's meeting Liberty for the first time via our little discussion here, how would they get in touch with you? Where would be a great place for them to start?
Yeah, our website, Maverick Partners, and Maverick is M-V-R-K.
M-M-V-R-K, Maverick Partners.
MaverickPartners.com.
Okay.
And my email is liberty@maverickpartners.com.
Very nice.
That's probably the easiest way. Instagram, same name, Maverick Partners. I'm also Liberty Bernal Coaching. On
Liberty
Instagram.
Bernal Coaching.
Yeah, and I share a mix of fitness, business, nutrition, wellness, lifestyle. So I kind of changed up my coaching to be called lifestyle coaching because I think it's a little bit more all-encompassing.
Yeah.
But I really, my title of my book, Let's Do This, that's me. It's just, let's just do this.
Yeah.
I love to motivate others no matter what that looks like.
Nice.
So that's what someone will find.
So MVRK.
Partners.
Partners.com. MaverickPartners.com.
Yes,
there you go, guys. So go check it out and get connected to Liberty or check out her Instagram. And you mentioned you have, I think you said a 10-year-old little girl.
Yes, and she will quickly say almost 11.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I feel like when they get to be about that age, especially my girls, it's like almost, it's 10, almost 15.
Oh, you know? There you go. Yeah. And that's definitely how she acts. She has discovered Lululemon.
Yeah.
So...
You're in trouble.
I know. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yes.
But does she share the fitness passion?
She doesn't.
Okay.
So her name is Gracie, and she loves going to Pure Bar when there's a chance for, you know, a kids focus class. And she's really into the community, that aspect. But when it's time, we do family walks a lot. That's my, like, my wish of every day is to do a walk with my family. And she's not as excited about that. But once she does it, she's glad. She actually suffered a pretty big accident almost 2 years ago. She had a broken femur. And it's actually been an interesting conversation because now she gets to, you know, walk or run, or she's on the NCAA swim team here in Carlsbad. So I think that changed her mindset a little bit, that it's not a, I have to, or, you know, it's wow, I overcame something major with my body and now I can use it the way I want to again. So I would say there's a different level of grateful there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as much taking it just for granted.
No, no, but she likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wishful thinking on my part, but I think she does.
Well, that's sometimes all we have as parents.
Yes.
Right? Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and share with us this afternoon your very interesting journey and experience. And I hope, you know, some of our listening audience, you know, take you up on your expertise.
Thank you so much, Brett. This was awesome.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for joining us today on our Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact podcast. If you got value out of our episode today, please hit the follow button on your favorite podcast app, and please tell a friend. Can't wait to see you next time on Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact.